hear why I call this the David Rosenthal share. I can call it after my wife, my mishpacha, but she'll be mad at me, and you might tell on me that I said it. So I'm going to talk about David Rosenthal. Listen to Avos HaMelacha. The Messias Yesharim, and I advise people to look it up. This is after Yossi Greenspan. I was bothered by this kasha for a long time. People who know me know that I love the Sefer Messias Yesharim, no chiddush. And this Sefer Messias Yesharim is just magnificent. It's magical Sefer. And if you know how the Sefer Messias Yesharim works, he describes Avrami. He describes a madrega, tells you what it is. He defines and describes a madrega. He defines a ladder, a rung in the ladder of Avodas Hashem. Then he says, after explaining what the madrega is, he says how to acquire it. And then he says, Yosef Dovi, things to keep away, not to lose it. Mafsidim. That's how he moves along, midah by midah. In Perek Tes, he's up to, he's already described what Zrizus is, alacrity. He's described that mid of Zrizus. In English, we say alacrity. What a Zariz is. He then described to us how to acquire, Shmuley, the mid of Zrizus, of being a person of action, a person who runs and is close to work. He described how to be an energetic, passionate person. He described what it is and how to get there. In Perek Tes of Messias Yesharim, he gives warnings of things to stay away from that can hurt Zrizus. Everybody wants to be a Zariz, a person driven to work, to accomplish, to function with electricity, with alacrity, excuse me, with alacrity, a functional, fired up, energetic person. In Perek Tes, the Messias Yesharim describes Mafsidei Azrizus. It's a little unfair, Zisha, because I really shouldn't just give over this pshat. I should ask the kasha and let everybody sit on it for a while, but I'm not going to do that, not tonight. When I learned Perek Tes, he says like this. He gives a few things in Perek Tes that keep us, that are Mafsidim of Zrizus. Now, if he would say the Messias Yesharim, you know what causes a person not to be a Zariz? He would say bad friends. So that makes sense. The wrong person, stay away from him, he stops Zrizus. And he gives things that stop Zrizus. I totally get it. But his first thing that he calls the Gadol Shebekulam, the main interference of Zrizus, listen to this well, Usher Nachlin. Thank you for being here and check this out, Usher. Thank you. The first Mafsid Zrizus, says the Messiah, Sharm Perek Tes, HaGodol Shebikulam, that stops Zrizus, who bakashas HaMenucha Gufnes, a person who seeks to relax, v'sinas HaTareach, hating work, v'avas HaIdainim b'tashlum kol taniyayim, loving delicacies and delights just perfect. But I want to talk about his first two things. He says the biggest blockage to Zrizus is seeking tranquility, physical tranquility, and hating work. For a long time, Avi Lachman, I didn't understand what the Messias Yesharim is talking about. Zisha, how do you say that the stoppage of Zrizus is being not a Zariz? Duh! That's not called the blockage. If you're not a Zariz, you're not going to be a Zariz. Yosef, ma'am, could you imagine a speaker saying, I have a chiddush for the chevra tonight. You all came out on this Wednesday night. So let me tell you, late at night, you gather to learn Torah. Let me share a chiddush. If you're not a Zariz, you're not going to be a Zariz. Be very careful. What did I teach? No kidding. If you describe a blockage, you're maskim shleim azalman l'chaim. How does the Messias Yesharim say a blockage of Zrizus? Hold up the kais for the kasha, the kais tei. One second. Atazai. Atazai. Thank you, l'chaim. It's a good kasha. Rabbi say, how do we say a mafsid of Zrizus, that which prevents Daniel Roden, and thank you for being here, I love you, thank you, Daniel. How do we say a blockage of Zrizus is to not be a Zariz? What is the Messias Hashem saying? For a long time, if you like the Kashra or not, please look at Perek Test. I'd love to hear Rai Brownstein on this, Messias Hashem. I don't know Pshat. For a long time, I didn't know Pshat. But I think I figured it out. And Rabbi said, I'll tell you what I think he means. All of us have things we like and things we don't like. And it's extremely important to be in touch what I like and what I don't like. I'm going to give an example that a Goyish thinker gave, that often people say one thing and they're not in touch with their own likes and dislikes. Any chachm of the Goyim is in the Torah. We don't need chachmas ha-Goyim. I'm giving a Goyish example just so. But it's in the Torah. There's a Taisus at the end of Nedarim I like quoting. Sometimes people think they like something and they only like it because they can't have it. Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Stolen waters are sweeter. How bad is it to think we like something and we don't really like it? We just like it because we can't have it. It's always important to be in touch with what makes us happy, what we truly like. A Goyish thinker said that people always say, I want to go to a restaurant and give me something new. And if you interview 100 people, many of them, an overwhelming majority would say, if I go eating out, I want something new. And then he said, an overwhelming majority, when you go to the restaurant, you order the old thing. You say that you like a new thing, and then you order the good old thing. In music, people say, give me a new fresh sound. And then, you know, the songs that you listen to, the good old sound. We say one thing, but it's just words. We're not in touch with what we really like. It's very dangerous. I have seen Bachram say in the summers that I want to chill. The worst summer I ever saw a group of friends decided it would be so geschmack to chill. And they set up a summer somewhere doing nothing. It was one of the saddest summers I ever saw a group in my life have. You see, a bacher goes to like a special needs camp and he works his kishkas off. At the end of the summer, the guy is glowing like the sun. He says it was amazing. The tragedy is that we don't know. A bacher's thinking about his summer. You should know we are our happiest when we work. Adam la'amol yulad. If you look back and take notes, the happiest times in our life are when we are working. Of course, we want to work at things that we want to work at that are valuable. Adam la'amol yulad. A person is created to work. Ashrei misha amalei b'tayra. Fortunate is the person who's amelus or on ruchniyistik of things. But we're born to work. The happiest times of our life are when we are working, when we're toiling. There's a famous yid in Klal Yisrael, a big tzaddik, and he describes he became a baal tshuva because when he worked, he always looked forward for vacations, and vacations were the most depressing times of his life. So he didn't like his amelus, and the vacation was more depressing. So he decided he needed toil that he likes. Anybody who takes note of their own life, our happiest times are when we're working hard. That's our most freilich, our most just geschmack. I call this the David Rosenthal principle because all of us know what a hard worker he is. I think one of the marks of a person is how much they get a joy, how much they're able to engage avayda work. Any to watch Rabbi Brownstein for years. He's the spitz amol. He's an amol. He's a toiler. He toils in Tyra. His Tyra and causing hundreds of yidden to learn Tyra. He's a toiler. He's a worker. A worker, Rabbi Say, is the happiest state of our lives. What the Messiah Sharm is saying, Rabbi Say, is the mafsid of Zrizus, the thing that stops Zrizus, alacrity, is the sense in our mind that I love chilling. Bachram have come for interviews to Waterbury and they'll tell me, I want to chill. I want to shout like a lion. You don't want to chill. It's a sheker. It's a lie. You hate chilling. You're sad as any. You just mean you don't want to toil in stupidity. You don't want a teacher to tell you what you love. You don't want to be forced. You want to toil your brains out. I'm not talking about a workaholic who does it not to think. That's another sugya for another night. I'm talking about a person who thinks and has time as a menuchas hanefesh and then embraces work comfortably, successfully, with the right yishuv hadas, with the right breaks. There's something called the workaholic who doesn't want to face life. They're not working in things they want. They overwhelm in work not to think. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a healthy person who loves to think, but then they take their body and they push it into tasks and jobs that excite them, that they want to be involved in. Anybody who watched David Rosenblum, Shlomo Zalman run Waterbury for years, Yom Valayla, it was beautiful to see how hard they worked. And they loved working and they chose where to put their work. Think through all the Ben Azmanims of your life. Think through all the summers. Just watch people come back. Watch two people. One guy chilled all summer. You need like months of machinery to bring him back to life. And another guy comes off a summer. He like worked in a special needs camp. He was changing diapers. He was up in the middle of the night. Hashem knows the hours he worked. The guy like comes back to yeshiva with a bounce in his step. It's dvarim pshutim. We love working. It's very important, the attitude. And the Messiah Sisharim is saying the biggest mafsid of Zrizus is the sense, he says, bakashas ha-menucha, the sinas ha-tayreach. The sense, the attitude that tayreach is not gishmak. I have a friend, one of my best friends in the world. If he sees I work hard, if he sees, he says, you look great, Daniel, you look like you're working. The best look of a person when you're working, that's the best look. I love that a lot of people put a lot of keys they hang keys all over. It's great. You're right. The prettiest look of a person is the look of a hard worker. Everybody should dress up like David Rosenthal. Then do it. Then work. Everybody should have different phones and speakers. Now get busy. Get busy helping Yidden, doing for the next person, open every door for everybody, have all the keys in the world to open doors for people. Then get busy. But the attitude that I'm not afraid of working, that I actually like toiling, is a tremendous attitude. I have said this story many times that Manny and I was Zeiche, that we saw Reb Revda before he was Nifter. We went to visit him in Sloan Kettering. And we were in the room, my son Manny, myself, Reb's daughter, and Reb Revda. And we spoke to him and he told us, he thanked Hashem that he squeezed out of his body 11 Svarim. He described he grew up very sick. He wasn't a well person physically. And he squeezed out of his body 11 Svarim. We got that sense of Eves, a malacha, love work. And that's the first command of the Mishnah, this remarkable Mishnah, Eves, a malacha, love work, embrace work. It's a tremendously important attitude. He describes that if a person has this attitude, Messiah Sisharm says, Sheyargel atzmei al zeh aderech, when you get used to this, Yimso avoida kala lavade, it will certainly be easy for you. I'm watching my son sit and learn. The Zman has begun. I'm watching them, chavrusa to chavrusa. There's a deep happiness of embracing tasks. And I, understanding that, getting in touch with what we like. I'm not talking about forced labor and labor on things we don't want to do. Even working to support our families can be a labor of love, because I want to support my wife and children. I want to have a family and give them parnasa. And even that work is to be kuloi chesed. Yet we have to chazer what we want to do. We have to think about our missions, think about our actions, and then throw our bodies into the work that very much energizes us. Those are the happiest times of our life. When we plan it out, we get the proper rest, the proper yeshiva das, most definitely, the proper breaks, very importantly. But then we're serve and work and are busy, beautiful. A guy, a friend of mine, described to me in his life when he took on a lot of projects, how much he enjoyed the work and the breaks became precious. But there are only breaks when there is toil. And Adam La'omo Yula, don't be afraid of work, of hard work. Hard is wonderful, and a human being is designed for labor. Eva Samalacha, this remarkable Mishnah, love work and gain an attitude. Study it. See if I'm right. Ask yourself. See if I'm right. But Shmaya told us to love work. Eva Samalacha. Create a good attitude, a good vibe around work. There are tricks to doing this. Certainly, any avoid that people are working, reminding themselves why I'm doing it. Embracing it. This is what my machine is designed to do. We're a very unique machine in the world. Most machines, the more they work, they wear down. A human being works and his muscles get stronger, gets more chiseled. Hashem physically designed us for labor. That's the first part of the mission. The next part, the middle halacha, Sineya Sarabanus. Don't like lordship. I want to speak about Sineas Rabbanus. It's important. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, describes people who have no Olam Haba. He describes people who have no Olam Haba. Nobody in the Shir is on this list, not close. And he says very, very bad people. He says people who deny Hashem, Apikarsim, Kaifrim B'Torah, Kaifrim b'tchias ha-mesim, kaifrim in Mashiach, machti harabim, people who bring masses to sin. Very bad averus. In middle of a list of mamish, really infamous people who do averus, there's one guy who's very interesting. Says the Rambam, it's from the Gemara, I'm reading from Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, says the Rambam, somebody who scares people, who puts the fear on the tzibur, shaloi l'shem shamayim. He describes later a little more in detail this person. He says, zeharoid that tzibur, somebody who drives and makes a tzibur work, b'chazaka, with force, people are afraid of this leader, the kavanasai lekavod atzmai, and his intention is for himself, the chol chafatz of shaloi lekavod shamayim, and all his desires are for himself, not for Hashem. Kigain, an example, is Malka Ya'akum, a tyrant. Somebody who drives a tzibur and has a group of yidden afraid of him, for his own honor, has no olam haba. It is massively dangerous to have people afraid of us. Matile ema latzibur, dangerous. I get nervous. There are times in yeshiva, 10th graders are afraid. They feel scared. What's Kalish? Is he going to yell at me? Dangerous. You're playing with fire. You're playing with your olam haba. Now, certainly we're talking about evil people, dictators and evil people. But you hear what we're talking about, put on a list with apikarsim, with deniers of Hashem, deniers of Torah, is somebody who in a group, a tzibur of Klal Yisrael, puts the fear on the people of himself for his own honor. Shaloi l'shem shamayim, has no olam haba. Those are frightening words that we don't say often. Has no olam haba. how careful we have to be not to lord over anybody, not to dominate people. B'soich ami anoichi yoshevus, amidst our people we should stand. It's so fascinating when we daven for a chayla. Tonight, we're doing all this for chayla Yisroel, but we always say we pray for a chayla shmol, sholi, we pray for a chayla sholi, with precious ben Torah. When we pray sholi yashtreicha for a chayla, zevi sher, we say b'sayich shar chayla Yisroel, amongst all the chaylim zevi. Why don't we just daven for this chayla? It's very dangerous, Ari Nachlin, to single out one yid. It's dangerous. So when we pray for a yid, we say, B'saych, amongst all the chaylim that need it. To single out a yid, you're not doing a favor. B'saych ami anoichi yoshevus. The best thing is to be part of a people. Sineyas harabonus means don't stand out, don't lord over people. Don't push people around. Don't put fear on people. We pray three times a day. Nafshi ka'afra la'kol tia. We are not davening like Tosfos and Brachos explains that we should be like dirt. People shouldn't value us. It's impossible not to value Akiva Nathan. Everybody knows the man's a gem. Say, Akiva, how does he pray? Nafshi ka'afra. Everybody should think I'm dirt. There's not a human being who has half a brain would meet Akiva, wouldn't be nishtaimim, wouldn't be impressed. So what do we mean, mendicats? Nafshi karf lakoltia. The guys who are zaychi be talmid with mendicats, they love him. So what's he praying? Hashem, I should be kafir. Impossible, it's not happening. Hashem's not making a miracle. Your talmidim are going to know how precious you are. What we are praying, Rabbi say, Nashi ka'afr is, nobody should be afraid of me. I should be approachable. Ka'afr is a kol dashin alav. Everybody tramples on it. We don't mean people should use us. We mean people shouldn't be afraid to ask us something. We shouldn't be intimidating to anybody. To have people fear us, shaloi l'shem shamayim, is very, very dangerous. Nobody should be afraid of us. We should be approachable, comfortable. Others can ask, others can argue, others can say. People shouldn't be afraid of us. This is what is meant, Sineas Rabbanus. Hate lordship. Don't look to Lord. I watched for years, all of us gets the witness. If the first halacha was the David Rosenthal halacha, this is the Rabbi Zone halacha. I watched for years him learn with his Talmidim. And everybody could say, Eidos, you could picture this halacha. The sense, everybody approachable. People can argue and say and speak up. There's L'shem Shamayim, instead of lording and establishing his power and dominion over Chas V'Shalom with such humility, with such comfortableness, with such acceptance, each one feels a chevreshaf and a closeness, unintimidated, unafraid to ask and speak. This is something to aspire. Sineyas harabonus. Don't lord over people. Don't intimidate anybody. There are gedolim, and I don't want to be mitzi laz, who are somewhat intimidating. So you might ask, Kalish, what do you do about that? There are people intimidating. The answer is, don't judge. Maybe they're l'shem shamayim, of course. That with tzaddikim, that with shem shamayim. If it's to bring out kavod haTorah, b'seder, so then it's l'shem shamayim. It's so important. Don't be a person who intimidates. To me, Chaim Guri is one of my close chaverim, and anybody who's seen his shteiging, it's dazzling. This morning I asked, maybe you'll sing a certain song, and he knows me. And anybody who doesn't know our Chabur would say, so I don't want to sing that. Chaim is a goyim. He wanted to make it clear when I sing, I'm singing because I'm not intimidated to sing. Say, Rebbe, maybe I'll sing a different song. I love you, Chaim. I love you for that. Because nobody can push around anybody else. Sineya Sarabanus, don't enjoy, don't appreciate lordship. Be a Rav. I want Rabbanim and Rebbeim to emerge from here. Teach Torah. That's not what Avtalion was teaching. He was a Rebbe. It means lording over people, dominating people. Sineyas Rabbanus. You should hate that. We want to be b'soich ami. I watch Rabbi Shapiro, and for years I've watched Reb Zon, Spitz, epitome of Sineas Rabbanus, their Rebbeim. That's the true Rav. But Sineas Rabbanus, the lordship, the sense I am better, I am more powerful. The Hefech, this is a Ben Olam Abba. Amazing Rambam. That was halacha number two. I told Yaakov today, Ezra, this Mishnah, they're going to be sparks in the room. I told them this Mishnah, this is like, now get to the last halacha, listen to this. Sviki, the Gersh and Sviki, listen to the last one. This Mishnah is like dazzling. The last halacha, it says as follows, Va'al tisvad el rishus, don't buddy up. Don't try to flatter Rishus's government, powerful people. Don't try to get in with powerful people. I want to explain this one, my friends. Please listen to this last halacha. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Chayshin Mishpat, Simon Reish Mentes. I was zeicha to learn with some of the Chevra Masechtas Kedush and Daniel Roth. And there's a din, it's in Reish Mentes Halacha Hey, the tour, I quote the tour. Midos Chassidus, based on a Gemara Kedushin. Eitan Goldman, thank you for being here, you beautiful Ventura. Thank you. A virtual hug, Eitan. Thank you for being here, all the way from Philly. Thank you, Eitan. Say, Eitan, it says Midos Chassidus. Chaim, it's a Midos Chassidus, Reb Chaim Stern. Thank you. It's a Midos Chassidus, Loilukabel Matana Mishum Adam. Not to accept a gift from anybody. Elo l'vtoyach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem, sheyitin l'idei mechsarei, that Hashem will give us that which we are lacking. Shenemar b'sayne matanas yichya, because it says in Mishle, sayne matanas yichya, he who waits gifts will live. What's pshat sayne matanas yichya? If you hate gifts, you'll live. So the tour is pashut, it's a lashon of the Rambam, that he's saying a person should have bitachon, they should have faith. To din in faith, trust in Hashem, al tivtuchu b'ndivim. Look and hope to Hashem. So soyne matana, somebody who hates gifts, means I'm not reliant on people. I don't place my hopes in people. I place my hopes in Hashem. That's what the Rambam sounds like, because he says, soyne matana siyachya, elob l'vtoyach b'Hashem, rather trust in Hashem. So means don't rely on people. That is the Rambam, the Torah, the Mechaber. But the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch wrote a sefer on the bottom of the tour called the Prisha and the Drisha. Both the Prisha and the Drisha on the bottom of the tour are written by the Sma. He says over the Arab Shat that I would like to explain. According to my understanding, we'll see if Yosef Mammon is masking. Says the Sma, you know why Saini Matanas Yechya? It's taka true, we should say a mazel tov. Eli Bernak had a baby boy this afternoon. Chazdei Hashem, Eli Bernak. Mazel tov, the brish b'b'itoy of his manesh, megadol his son, l'toyer l'chup l'maisim toivim. He had a baby boy, I want to be mevaser b'suris toivus. So sayni matonis yichya, if you don't like gifts, yichya, you're zayche to life. Sayni matonis yichya. Says the Sma as follows. He says that if a person is trying to get gifts from somebody, they have to flatter that person. If you want gifts from somebody, you have to flatter that person. And even if they're wrong and that person does things bad, but you feel you need to butter them up. He says, "See, you cause me salatzmai." But if a person doesn't like gifts, he doesn't have to flatter anybody. So he says, Sayne Matanas Yechya is the pshat that I won't have to flatter. If I look to people and rely on people, then I have to flatter them even when they're doing wrong. I try to flatter and trying to get in with them. Sayne Matanas Yechya, you don't have to flatter. What I want to explain is the purpose in our life is free choice, b'chira, u'b'charta b'chayim. The purpose of our life, life is free choice. It's called life, Chaim, is free choice. If you're a flatterer, if you look to people, if you try to butter up people and flatter people, so you're giving up life. Life is that you're free to do what you want, to do what you know, to do what's emes. If you're a person who's reliant on somebody else and feels the need to butter up and flatter somebody, you're giving up life. So now we go back, my friends, to this awesome Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Al tisvad el rishus. Don't try to butter up to government. Says Rev Hirsch, the pshat is, people in power, people who are strong, don't try to flatter and fit into the with it, to the people that are most with it and most gishmak, and the powers that be in any environment that you are. Be you, be free, be a person who stands up for the truth. You can stand up, you don't have to flatter, you don't have to sell out for other people, for the powerful one. Al tisvad el rishus. Don't try to curry favor with the ones in charge in any environment we're in. It's wonderful to be popular, and all of us should be blessed with chen, that others should like us. It's a great gift. But don't sell out our choice. That's what Rav Hirsch says, pshat al tisvad el rishus. Don't sell out your freedom. Don't sell out your essence, your goodness, your sense of what's right and true, because you're trying to become part of the in crowd, part of the powerful crowd. That is what is said in this Mishnah, Tisvad el Rishus. This Mishnah, taking a deep breath, because I haven't taken one in about 35 minutes. I have, but just barely. My friends, three dinim, three laws, three things to build our life on. Sineyas, first one, Eves HaMalacha, develop an attitude of love and work, of appreciating Avoda. See what makes us happy, and then choose tasks. Don't ever associate work with something sad, with something bad. It's wonderful work. And then choose good work. And embrace it and put yourself into it. Eves HaMalacha, love work. Two, second idea. I watched my own son on the first thing. He ran a canteen and he worked like crazy. And he had a tremendous Simchas HaChaim. It was a tremendous step in his life. And then of course he put in work in Ruchnius, and that was Ruchnius too. But then he put work in Torah, Asher Misha Amolei v'Torah, but he got a sense that Melacha is so precious. Work, hard work is valuable and Gishmak. Eves Melacha, love work. Sineyas Rabbanus, don't lord over anybody. Don't try to intimidate people. Don't be an intimidating guy. No, no. Be somebody who's Nafshi Ka'afra Lakoltia, approachable, others aren't afraid of. Even in situations when we're running and we have to be strict, but nothing shaloi l'shem shamayim, only thought out and l'shem shamayim. Don't be a person who puts the fear on people, shaloi l'shem shamayim. The Rambam says horrible things, t'neyes rabbanus. Be one of the Jewish people, b'soich ami anoichi yeshevish, number two. And number three, of course, is al tisvad l'rishus. Rabbi say, never give up yourself. How many people in codependent relationships trying to win favor? How many rebbeim trying to win favor from a bacher? How many people trying to get in with another, give up their essence, give up who they are, give up emes, give up reality, give up strengths and beautiful character traits? Don't be a codependent on another. Is all part of al tisvad el rishus. Don't butter up. Don't flatter. It's part of Sanei Matanas Yechya. Don't flatter people you perceive as in charge, as all powerful. Stand up for what's true. Go in the way of what's accurate. Don't try. Be nice to people. Be generous to people. But don't try to sell out yourself in earning the favor and the approval of people. Al tisvad el rishus. This Mishnah is magical. Magical. They're Goyish a book. There are 100 Goyish books, hundreds, written on the words Al Tisvad el Rishus, all different books about codependence. Be a person who doesn't try to curry favor and give up your own self, your own essence, your own beautiful talents and abilities and knowledge of what's true and false to try to win over another. That's all part of Atisvadel Rishus. Rishus means anybody you feel is in charge, empowered. Only dedicate oneself to Hashem, to the service of what's right, to growing and developing in beautiful, healthy ways. That's the third law of the Mishnah. Sviki, this Mishnah's... I couldn't do more than one Mishnah tonight. Impossible, Rabbi say. I think we need such a warm song to push it. You go from there to like bring it into anything to go further. I need a song. We need Moyo. Is Moyo here? Yaakov, let's try to find Moyo Orlovsky. Is Moyo here? Where's Moyo? Yitzi Devorah, I'm looking for Moyo. Hoodie, did you see Moyo? Hoodie, give me a thumbs up. On my screen, if you saw Moyo, give me a thumbs up. Oh, let's find David Edel. Let's find David Edel. We'll do this. Is David Edel? We unmuted David. We'll find him. It needs a song. Okay, wow.
Hi, Rabbi.
Social distancing, everybody keep it. Moyo is now by David, but everybody be makbid, but I asked them to sing us a song. Moyo, which song do you want to do together?
I love the song. I love the song, the Shira. I think it's gorgeous.
Take it away, please.
Okay, fine. One second, just...
Gotcha. No guitar, no guitar. Oh, Shira Lashem Azamra lelaikai vilaydi Ayera lalasichi Anaychi esbach v'ashem Ashira l'ashem v'chaya
Moyo, thank you, David. Awesome, awesome. Thank you both. If you don't mind, at 10 o'clock, I want you to go again, guys. At 10, I want both of you again. I want to thank you, Huda Bernack, for being here. It's so gishmak to share good news. Thank you for being here. Thank you very, very much for being here. Thank you. It means a lot that you're here. And mazel tov on Ellie. On Ellie getting, having a baby, a boy. I want to as well give another good story. Menachem Buff. Baruch Hashem is a chassan. And I want to wish a mazel tov to Menachem, to Yaakov, to the whole Buff Mishpacha. And thanks so much. Thank Gershi for spreading the good news. Mazel tov to him as well. Thank you. Thank you very much, Hershey. I can close out tonight. Could you hear me, Aki? No, not so well. Let's see if we can get this on a little. How about now, Yax?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Excellent, excellent. Thank you, thank you. I don't want to close out the night, Rabbi Isai, without hearing Ezra. Should we go to Joshi for a minute? Unmute Ezra. Ezra, could we
close
out the night without hearing Josh?
It would be a real shame.
Yeah, let's do this for Davey, Reb Dave Solomon. Let's go to Josh. Josh, how are you?
I'm good, thank God.
This is for our friend. We share a friend, Rafi. We share a friend. Let's do one for Rafi, Josh.
Okay, what's on?
You've been at 3 for 3. You earn. You get to pick. Chaim Guri's right. You get to pick.
Okay. Let's do Odiashu.
Oh, okay. So you got it. Perfect.
Odiashu zekeini uskeinai bechai vaisirushalayim. Odiashu zekeini uskeinai. Yivechai vayis Yerushalayim. Ahay v'yishmi shatayis v'yaday. Ahay v'yishmi shatayis v'yaday. Mirai, mirai, yamim, ay, chai, vay, sayim, anu, ay, ilad, viladai, smisachkim, ay, ilad, viladai, smisachkim, ay, birchai, vay, Misachakim, ayeladim veyeladais, misachakim, ay bichai vayseha.
It says on my screen that I'm the only person not muted right now. I can't hear anything else. I think Rebbe's muted.
Muted, you're right. You hear me now?
Yeah.
Joshy, well, yeah. 4 for 4. That was awesome. You missed my cheering, but I was muted, as I probably should be a little bit. Joshy, you were off the charts. 4 for 4, Joshy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was thanking you a lot, but I'll thank you. Off the charts. Yisrael Newman, how are you?
Gevaldik, Bol Hashem.
You know,
after
what
hearing that, I'm done.
You know what I barely want? I want you and Matt in person playing together. Have you ever met Matt Levin in person, Yisrael?
I've met Matt a while ago. I'm not sure if he remembers it, but I definitely remember meeting Matt.
If everybody wants a very positive, like a happy thought, picture Matt with his guitar, Yisrael with his violin, singing together, sharing Divrei Torah with us. Amazing, amazing. Yisrael, my sons keep asking. They want to hear tomorrow if you'll sing for the Chevra. Do you mind tomorrow singing for us?
It would be my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You pick any song tomorrow during the 2 o'clock. We're going to Yisrael Newman. Thank you, Yisrael. Where's Matt? I just want everybody to get to hear Matt say hello. We are not closing this night. Yoel's asking for it. I want Yitzi DeVore. One day, Yitzi, you'll play the drums, and Matt will play. Let's hear Yitzi DeVore, and Matt would be something special. Let's find Matt. Oh, right here, right here. But, Matt, how are you?
Rebbe,
right
you remember? Rebbe, you remember as kids, we always thought like candy was like the sweetest thing in the world. But then we got a little older and we started meeting Gideon like Josh, and we're like, wow, there's so much better stuff out there.
Good call. Very good call, Matt. Good call.
Unreal. Excellent. Unreal.
Excellent. Unreal call. How's the new song? I'm not asking you to sing it yet. I just want to know how it's coming along.
I gotta work on it again by the Ashmuris Abaker. I'm not ready to even look at it again now.
It should go by Atzlacha. It's to the benefit of the world. You should have Atzlacha with that song, man. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Yosef Mammon, for being here. Thank you. Unmute Yosef. The Chevra needs to hear Yosef. How are you, Yosef?
Thanks, Baruch Hashem.
I hear there's some good games with all the brother-in-laws. Where you're bunkered up, I heard there's some good outdoor basketball games.
Yeah.
It's in the full rules of social distancing. They're all siblings. They're all siblings with the Klein boys. I hear it's good games, Yosef. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
That is one good bunker to be holed up with Yosef. Ashreichem, Ashreichem. Feel good, Yosef. I miss that siyum a lot, Yosef.
Amen.
Excellent, excellent. Me and my sons made a siyum tonight, a mazel tov. We're just sharing Besuras Tavis between all the simchas. Me, Manny, and Yaakov made a siyum tonight on the 8th perek of Baba Kama on Achayvel. So mazel tov to Manny and Yaakov on their siyum. We're just going for Besuras Tavis Moyo tonight. Great. One after another. We should just continue. Tzvi Rubin, thank you so, so much for being here. We should just continue, Rabbi Yitzhak, to hear Besuras Tavis. I want to invite the Chevra. Oh, can you hear? I want to invite everybody here. Everybody's invited. Everybody. At 10 o'clock, we're having a matziv with the Masifta, but everybody's part. It would be an honor. Anybody's invited on. We're going to play a little game that's an exercise in Musar, an exercise in growth. Anybody's invited to hear. Anybody can join. Ezra will be running it at 10 o'clock. Nobody's pressured to join tomorrow at 2:30. But either tomorrow at 2. Be'ezah Hashem, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll learn Torah till 2:40. We will hear from Ati. We'll have the opportunity for 5 to 10 minutes to hear Divrei Torah from Ati Dahan. But we will be learning 2 o'clock tomorrow to 2:40. And again, continue tomorrow night at 8:30. Thank you so much, Rabbi Say. Have a wonderful night. We'll see some, whoever wants to join at 10 o'clock. Have a great night.